The Trust for Public Land was instrumental in keeping the Burlington waterfront open to the public. Now, just up the shoreline from the public park the group helped preserve, another piece of land is up for grabs as Burlington College scrambles to get into a better financial position.
The college is in a precarious financial situation.
That's Mike Smith, who's filling in as interim president of the college and trying to form a plan to get the school's finances on track. With debt service hindering the school's ability to stay in business, Smith says he and his team had to do something radical to make it work.
To look at the only asset that we have out there, which is the land behind the college, about 32 acres of land.
Smith said the college hopes to sell about 25 of those waterfront acres. The price tag? $7 million. The sale would cut the school's debt service in half. And since the college already has a relationship with Burlington developer Eric Farrell, Smith offered the land to him. But as soon as that deal is signed, Smith is hoping this week, there's a catch.
It would start a 60-day clock that any conservation group can come in and buy this property for more than what the developer is willing to pay.
But conservation groups in the state are skeptical they could swing it. For starters, it's not easy for a nonprofit to come up with $7 million in 60 days. Plus, conservation groups usually don't go it alone with deals like this. Here's Roger Kruseman of the Trust for Public Land.
We don't own or manage land long term, so it's essential for us to work with a partner entity who would ultimately own and steward the property.
Like they did with the waterfront years ago. In this case again, Kruseman said the city of Burlington would be the logical partner. Other conservationists in the state said the same thing. If any conservation happens with this property, it's likely going to have to be in partnership with the city. But the city's been fairly silent on the issue. A statement from Mayor Merrill Weinberger earlier this month said he hopes to work collaboratively in determining the future of the property, but wasn't committed to conservation or development. Conservation groups also have to weigh that price tag. John Binhammer of the Nature Conservancy in Vermont says a 25-acre parcel on the Burlington waterfront might not be the best use of $7 million, even if his organization could come up with the cash.
With that money, you could probably purchase about 7,000 acres of good, high-quality forest land.
Whatever happens, the 60-day clock will start soon, and the city, developers, and conservationists will decide the future of one of Burlington's few remaining pieces of unclaimed waterfront. For VPR News, I'm Taylor Dobbs.